Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back to another episode of Motown and Coney. Back with my main man, Tommy.
What up, though?
So a lot going on. Music, sports. You got about 15 games in the NBA playoffs. NCAA March Madness. It's in full effect. Hate to say it, but I was right. Juwan Howard out as Michigan basketball coach. NFL free agency in full swing. Justin Timberlake dropped a pretty damn good album.
Right.
Power Book. Well, BMF is back on. Power Book 2 is canceled at Stars. And Power is getting a spinoffs, like prequel. Almost.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot going on. Where you want to start at?
Oh wow, man. You know what? We're gonna stick to traditional. Let's roll with the sports, man. We can talk about NCAA, of course, and then after that, move on to NBA. You know, we get our sports out the way first.
Yeah, so NCAA tournament, first of all, are you doing a bracket?
I'm nervous, man, because this is the most uncertain I've been about an NCAA tournament since I've been watching it, like, my lifetime. So, I don't know who the hell can win or who can be who. I'm going to do one. I guess I'll do one tonight or tomorrow, but this is just wild. Like, I don't even have a clear-cut winner. Do you have a favorite?
No. I mean, if I had to pick off the top of my head, UConn to repeat maybe, but I can't. Who was it? Duke maybe was the last team to repeat?
Yeah, like it's so hard to repeat, especially in the, you know, in NCAA basketball. Like that's really a tough feat, man. And even the Cinderella teams aren't even really Cinderellas anymore. Like, these guys are official out here.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I feel like you said, at any given time, I feel like any team could be beat. So, no clear-cut favorite. There's probably been a season where I've been the most down on college basketball, so haven't been watching normally like I regularly would. I don't have a favorite. I did do a bracket, not for the men, though. I did it for the women.
Yeah, and the women's is going to be, like, spectacular, man. So I'm excited about, like, sports in general right now. Like, sports is in a great direction. I'm excited about hockey, basketball, football, even baseball season upcoming. Of course, you know, I'm excited about football and all the Lions moves. The Pistons, I think they can turn around like and pull a rabbit out the hat, maybe make a couple of moves. Because some of these games like that I'm watching, I know it's the season might be over. Maybe teams are playing down the competition, but they don't look too bad. So, and I think Michigan will be back too. I don't know where they go from Juwan Howard. Michigan State made it. Freaking Oakland Grizzlies made it to the NCAA tournament.
I didn't realize he's been around for 40 years.
Yeah, he's been around for forever. Remember me and you, we talked in the earlier podcast, and I was like, I had mentioned him, and I think we both was like, I think he retired.
Yeah.
He sure as hell didn't, man. Like, he's there. I was kind of surprised when I seen him. I said, damn, I thought me and Rodney said he retired. But, yeah. Greg Campy's still at it, man, and balling.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm curious to watch some of these games. Since the Michigan job came open, and I know like Iowa State coach has been mentioned as a possible replacement. The Florida, FIU coach has been mentioned as a possible replacement, so I kind of just want to see how they play, how they coach. Kind of, it's funny because, like I mentioned the last two podcasts, that I thought it would be a possibility that Juwan Could be relieved of his coaching duties, but you hate to always see it happen when it does happen. I know I have read somewhere a lot of people are saying they should have just let him resign, but I'm like, what if he said he wasn't? So,
yeah, I didn't think that this season would have been, because he got dealt a bad hand too. And not only that, a lot of teams are dealt a bad hand, especially with these NIL deals, man. And teams are just, these players are just going wherever the hell they chasing the money, you know. In Michigan, also in general, just the state of Michigan, it feels like they don't pay a lot in NIL deals. Like, you're better off having a booster than like an NIL deal. So,
yeah, I know on the football side, Sharon Moore has really, it seemed like early on, attacked NIL in Michigan, hiring a general manager, making some partnerships. So it'll be interesting to see on the basketball side what they do. I will be rooting against one team, though, in the NCAA tournament. that's going to be the Kansas Jayhawks.
And, you know, I was going to say something too, Rodney. Out of every team that can possibly run a table that's actually pretty good, I was going to say Kansas is one of those teams. I think Hunter Dickinson, you put a lot of talent around him. They were already pretty loaded before he went to them. I think they're pretty good, man. And they can give any team a run for their money. They're stacked in the inside. They can get to the hoop. They got good outside shooters. I think they can run a table.
Yeah, I think they can run a table. I'm just going to be rooting against them. Like I said, I feel like UConn is right there as a team that could possibly run a table. Well coached.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina, I know they blew it in the ACC championship game against NC State. NC State they're a team that they remind me of one of the Michigan John Beilein teams that got hot in the Big Ten tournament and kind of just rolled into the NCAA. So it'll be interesting to see. But you're right. I don't think you have like a clear cut star player, and you don't have a team that's just head and shoulders above anybody else. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if a 14 knocked off a 3, or, you know, 15 knocks mm-hmm. off a 2, or something crazy like that. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah, and that's what I'll say. I'm not surprised at all about the thought of that happening either. Like, the way this tournament's been going, like, in the past, and the things that I see from this season, man, you got a lot of teams that just, they really have stars, and people are bouncing around like crazy, man. And like I said, the NIL deals is kind of hurting certain teams, and players are just going anywhere in the market, in certain markets, and making a name for themselves and making that money off the NIL deals. And as soon as the season was over for Michigan, the highest scoring player on the team decides to leave, and he's going to do his NIL thing too. And I'm like, oh my goodness, man. This is going to be the story of our life. We lost Hunter Dickinson to Kansas City for that too. He makes way more money in Kansas City. He's also talked about it too. And it's really ridiculous. With California being a huge market too. Juju was talking about that. The young lady that plays for USC. She's making a killing right now in NIL deals for USC right now in California.
Yeah, and I know, like, Dawn Staley, for example, of South Carolina, one thing that I know that she said that she does is, you know, after a player commits, is having them sit down and meet with the player's agent and attorney and work out some NIL deal. So it'll just be interesting to see, like, a team like Michigan, whoever they hire, how they approach NIL, how they approach the transfer portal. Ohio State, that team down south, kind of did the opposite of Michigan, right? They fired their coach with about, 10 games left in the season, hired, you know, promoted an assistant, and now the assistant got the full-time job, so it'll be interesting because now you have, like, Michigan open. It's funny, Michigan and Louisville come open at the same time. Last time that happened, Louisville got Rick Pitino and Michigan got Tommy Amaker, so.
I know, and I just really hope Michigan makes a big splash. Somebody that's really good, that you know, you always say you want a Michigan man, but we just got rid of a Michigan man.
If I had to pick, my pick would be a non-Michigan man. The coach at Iowa State, I feel like he has to be strongly considered. Only guy I could see that has Michigan connections, really. If they wanted to bring in Ryan Dutcher from San Diego State, and I don't know if he would be willing to come back to Michigan. Longtime assistant under Steve Fisher, and I don't know if Michigan would want to go younger because Dutcher is 64, so.
I know, and that's the thing, too. You want players that can, you know, kind of relate to the coach. That's what I was saying, man. Like, just like with the Harbaugh thing, too. Like, after Michigan was always talking about getting rid of Harbaugh at certain points. And I'm like, where the hell do you go after that? Like, I always thought, like, if, you know, you needed somebody to show and prove. I really like Howard Eisley. Shit, why you gave Jalen Howard a chance? Get Jalen Rose a chance. I'm like, you know, just I think these young players, they like seeing coaches that they, you know, they seen play before and, you know, they can relate to. And I like that Juwan Howard was bringing in Spoelstra and some of those other guys come in and talk. And, you know, I thought that was awesome when he did that. And, he, you know, I thought he could have did the same thing. I know he had surgery. There's no going back on it now, but I just wish they would have stuck with one of those Fab Five guys or gave them a chance or, you know, what you got to lose? Because the next coach you bring in, what name does he have behind them? I know, with NCAA, they always say the university and the coaches are bigger than the players because that's the way they try to promote it. But I thought Juwan Howard was a big name.
Big name. I think part of his issue was when he took over Michigan was like a top five program. Don't know where you would consider them now. It'll be interesting. I'll be really watching some of these games just to see some of the names that's been mentioned as possible replacement for Juwan Howard. I'm actually, and I've said this on the last podcast, I'm more excited for the women's NCAA tournament than I am the men. Like, give me some Caitlin Clark, give me all of South Carolina, and give me Angela Reese, give me Juju. Like, the women's game.
Yeah, I do want to see that. I want to see Juju, and, you know, I want to see Caitlin Clark. I like the feisty Michigan team, too. Michigan's really feisty. If they can just... It seems like they just can't stop the three or they can't stop penetration. They get broke down too fast. But they can score with the best of them. You know, they get streaky too. Don't get me wrong. It's just they got to tighten up on defense. But Michigan is streaky too.
I feel like Michigan women are a year away from really being back in that almost title contention type atmosphere.
Right, and then South Carolina balling, and you got so many good teams, man, that's just...
Shout out to, like, Brees Hall, that's on South Carolina. Could have probably transferred and went somewhere else, made a killing off NIL, but stayed, waited her time, and now it's paying off.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I'm so excited about the NCAA tournament. More, but the men's, like I said, I don't know who the hell's gonna come out of it. But I'm still just like, I'm excited about just watching it, man. I always get caught up in March Madness. And in the women's, man, I'm excited. Of course, you know, I became a Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese fan, and I'm always going to root for Michigan. But what Dawn Staley's doing, for some reason, I could never get behind Connecticut. I hate them in general, but I think I'm excited about it, man. And then Juju coming too and just a fucking straight baller, man. On top of that, she is, like, super beautiful. I haven't seen somebody as beautiful and talented since Skylar Diggins, man. Like, those women can definitely be models, man. I don't know how the hell she's doing it, but, man, because they got some fight behind her. I done seen her, like, break some people down, make them fall, and she just hitting threes, and she got that swagger to her, too. It just her, it's her and, her and I would say I wouldn't even pinpoint one person. It's just that whole LSU team got that dog in them. Like, they just talk shit all day long. Mm-hmm. I love that, Rodney.
Yeah, I'm just with the women's game. I'm let me see my stars. So, and I know South Carolina in the women's game is like the number one overall seed, but it wouldn't mm-hmm. be surprising to see like Iowa, South Carolina win it all.
And like I said, you can't sleep on LSU. Like I said, Angel Reese and them girls, man, they be talking some shit. I see they're like arguing with people in the crowd, telling them shut the fuck up. Go sit the fuck. Mm-hmm. I love that shit, man. I just love when the women talk shit and they in their bag and can back it up too. Like, that's what I really love about it. And I think that they got a chance of repeating, man. Like, I wouldn't put it past them. They got that dog in them.
Yeah, so NBA. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty. First of all, the Detroit Pistons. I know they got some momentum. They look pretty decent. But they made a huge PR blunder the other day, and I need to address it.
Uh-oh.
How do you promote the 20th anniversary of the Going to Work Pistons, the 2004 Going to Work Pistons, and you do it on the same night as Jalen Doran bobblehead night? Blunder number one. Should have had like a throwback, Ben Wallace, Chauncey Billups, or even a starting five, but a Going to Work Pistons bobblehead night if you wanted to do that. Secondly, I don't know, one, if it was a discussions conflict or what, but how do you not have Rasheed Wallace there on that night?
Exactly.
And lastly, it was
him and his wife's anniversary too, like, which is crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, do better. It should have been more planning, more consideration to make sure every key member of that Going to Work Piston team was there. Then, lastly, and then I'll get off my soapbox about the terrible state of this 2004 celebration. Tom Gorse, you need to pick up the phone. You need to fly your ass to the NBA offices. Do something, but you need to make it right with Joe Dumars. There's no reason why the architect of the Going to Work Pistons shouldn't have been there. He's a Pistons legend. I know that his GMship did not end well for a number of different reasons, Tom Gore being one of them. But the organization has to, they need to take a page from Sheila Hammond forward. What she did with Megatron and get Joe Dumars back somehow. I'm not saying he has to be hired by the organization, but he needs to be back at a game.
I agree with that, man. It's time to make amends with Dumars. I think the way the team just kind of broke down towards the end, you know, of course, some of the bad free agency pickups and such, and you know, the way we just like some guys that live up to expectations. Rodney Stuckey, one of them. Allen Iverson on his way out. Then picking up Charlie Villanueva and Ben Gordon. And you know, just some of the people just didn't work out. Rodney White. I can just keep going forever and ever on like some of the follies of Joe Dumars, but he also was the architect, and you're right, he did put together one hell of a team and made some great trades to get Rasheed Wallace here, Antonio McDyess, Ben Wallace. I mean, he did a lot of great things to get people
Rip,
here.
Rip was a trade too.
Yeah, Rip was a trade. For beloved players too, like we got rid of Jerry Stackhouse, who was a beloved player, and trading Grant Hill, and it just was a lot, man. That went into you know, getting a lot of great players here, and Joe Dumars, he was a very vocal point in all of that, and he did a lot of great things, you know. He's a damn good GM.
Yeah, so make it right, Pistons. Okay, so NBA. First, shout out to Kyrie Irving hitting the game-winning shot. He had an unbelievable game, too, the other day.
That shot was fucking miraculous, Roddy. That shit was cold.
In the month of Ramadan, so no food or water before or after the game. So the fact that he's basically doing all of this on the empty stomach just adds to it. But is there a clear cut favor in any of the conferences at this point? I don't see one. I think at one point Denver was a clear cut favor in the West, and then you had in a shocking development, Minnesota was right there. East Boston was like running away with it. I feel like they've kind of fallen back now. You got Miami, who's been playing strong in their last few games, even though Philly just came on and whooped them in the second half. So, much like at the NCAA tournament, I don't think like this year, hell, I could see a 9 seed winning the play in and maybe making it to the finals.
Right. No, I agree. I agree, man. Like, it's just, it's so up in the air, especially in the West, too. The East can be tricky, too, but I think Miami, what they did last year was just, they caught a lot of teams slipping at the wrong time. Remember, Milwaukee had those injuries, Adekunpo was injured, and they tried to put him in at the end, but it was too late.
Middleton was injured.
Yeah, they had a lot of injuries, man. In Minnesota, Miami caught a lot of teams slipping. And they played some really tough defense. Like, their team is totally different now. They lost a lot of key contributors to that team. I don't know. I think if you're talking West, it's up in the air for me with the West. I think the Lakers can be sneaky. I think Golden State can be sneaky. Denver is legit. I think OKC has something to say. Minnesota has something to say. You got a lot of great teams out there. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But East, I think you're talking about four teams when you talk about the East. I think you're talking about Boston for sure. Talking about Milwaukee. You can't even fathom without thinking about Milwaukee. I'm going to tell you a team that's pretty good, too, since they picked up Siakam and everything. And they've been balling, too, play some pretty good defense. I really like the Pacers.
I mean, the Pacers. And they have one of the – well, he's won a championship. Rick Carlisle, I think he's underappreciated as a coach.
Right, and this team is sneaky good. It reminds me of like one of those Dallas Maverick teams, or you know, when he took the Pistons to the Eastern Conference Finals. It reminded me of like one of those type of teams, like with Halliburton, and you got so many good players on that team. It's just, and guys that play solid defense, got good defensive players. I really like that team, and another team too that made a trade with them. I really like Philadelphia too. If you can get Embiid back. And I think Tyrese, that's
the biggest question mark about Philly, can Embiid stay healthy for a playoff run? Because I agree with you, if they can be back healthy, with Maxey, Kyle Lowry is a sneaky good addition, right? And you still have Mr. Underrated Tobias Harris, so
And they traded with the Pacers for Buddy Hield too.
Yeah.
So Buddy Hield's on that team, and he's freaking a scorer too. Don't forget they also got Kelly Oubre. They got some people on that. That squad is stacked. They got a couple other people too that's on that team that's really good too. So don't sleep on that team, man. And I think they play some solid defense. Like, I'm really fucking with them.
Yeah, I agree with all of them. I wouldn't want to have to play Miami in the first round.
They good, bro.
Mm-hmm. I would be trying to avoid playing an Eric Spoelstra coach team in that first round. So in the West, like you said, I believe 1 through 10 is stacked. Cause shoot, you got the possibility of being a one seed and having to possibly face Golden State or the Lakers.
And you're right, man. Golden State and the Lakers are really sneaky good too. You don't want to catch Steph Curry when he's hot too. And I think Chris Paul and I just saw Steph Curry. I think he was out playing. He wasn't even playing. And it was Golden State with Chris Paul starting. They went with Klay Thompson starting. I forgot who they played, but they spanked on whoever team that was. I'm not sure what team it was. Oh, they were playing the Spurs. Wemby and the rest of them. And Chris Paul, man, Chris Paul had a hell of a game. I think he had like 19 points, 10 assists, like 12 boards, 12, 13 boards. Like, he had a pretty damn good game, man. Like, 5 steals. It was just crazy. And I'm like, this man coming off the bench. Steph Curry starts and Chris Paul comes off the bench. And don't get me wrong, Chris Paul is different during the playoffs. So I'm excited about Golden State. If they can get into that play-in, man, and I think they'll probably get past whoever they play. I think it is LeBron and them, which is kind of tricky.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope they don't wind up playing each other. I want them to play different teams during the play-in and try to make their way.
Yeah, it'll be – see, I'm torn between I really want to see that play-in game to – I need to see this in the playoffs, so I don't know. I think the play-in games, no matter who is in them in the West, is going to be must-see TV.
I'm excited about this whole playoff situation, man. This shit is about to be crazy. I haven't been excited for the NBA playoffs in a while. I know I didn't really watch the season like that, but with the playoffs just winding down and some of the games getting better and better and watching, I ain't gonna lie, that Kyrie Irving running the baseline and stealing that hook and them stealing the game away from Denver, that kind of got me hyped, man. Like, I miss plays like that. That was so clutch. And the way Luka's reaction, like, he just broke down, like, man, what the hell? Like, he was shocked about what he seen. And I guess I was expecting Murray, just like Also, Cade did the same thing yesterday, too. I don't know what's up with these guys and, like, shooting the ball. You got the whole 24-second shot clock, but you shoot it with, like, 10 seconds left?
Yeah, but
Cade, 5 seconds left.
Shot clock is off, and it's about 10 seconds on the clock. There's no reason to take a three.
Yeah, it just didn't make any sense to me. And then with Murray, he shoots the ball, and it's, like, probably a little bit under 5 seconds. I think it was, like, a little bit over 5 seconds left. But they wind up getting the ball, and they were dribbling. I think – I'm not sure if Hardaway – I'm not sure who had the ball, but they were dribbling the ball. I guess they were going to kind of heave it, but they called a timeout. And that way they were able to advance it and run the baseline. But, man, you got to be kidding me with, like, just not paying attention, man. And those type of things right there, they can haunt you. Now, I'm quite sure Denver, after watching that and seeing that performance by Luka and Kyrie, they don't want to play them in the playoffs. They don't want to see them. Because the way they played them throughout this whole season, they couldn't stop them boys. They was going crazy on it. It's hard to stop Luka, but then you got Kyrie too. It's just tough.
Yeah. Like I said, in the West, there will be no easy series. I don't see a sweep in any of these series. I don't care how the playoffs end up shaking up. I could see it in time where every first round series goes 6 games minimum.
Yeah, I can see that too. I can see that too.
In the East, I don't, like you said, once you get past the top four teams, it's a huge drop off. I'm talking a mountainous drop off. So, in the East, I'm curious to see what Boston does this year in the playoff though, with the revamp team that they have.
Yeah, I'm excited about Boston too, man. I think that they got the means right now, and they got the knowledge and the experience since they did lose a couple times. I think they got the experience to kind of go into this playoff and excel and go to the next level. I think they're ready to go to the next level. I think they can do it. I think Jaylen Brown took a crazy step in what he can do this season. He's not forcing anything. He's not jacking up shots. He's more focused on defense and then picking and choosing his spots when he can turn it on and off. And I think he's doing a damn good job. I think they can turn it on and win this whole thing. I think they got the defensive mindset. They got good additions. And I'm excited about Boston possibly winning, man. I think they'll be great champions, man. It's time to get another champion crown. I know Boston's won a lot in the past. I want to see them do something now.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like I know Tatum's young, but it feels like he's been in the league and with Boston forever at this point.
I know. Doesn't it seem like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can't wait for the NBA playoffs. Can't wait for we got the tournament playing games starting tomorrow. So I want to say I heard a crazy stat, like 11 out of the last 12 years, a team from the play-in has made it to the Sweet 16. So I'm curious to see who that team will be this year.
I know, man. I am too. I'm really, hopefully it's OU. Hopefully they are Cinderella this year.
Well, Campy is playing one of his co-friends in John Calipari, so that will be interesting.
Yeah, and John Calipari, they rarely go out like that in the first round, so that kind of bothers me. I was hoping they can get somebody else, but I don't know. This is going to be a good game. Either way it goes, I think it'll be a good game. I don't want to see a blowout.
Yeah, so I do want to move on to talk a couple, getting the music. I do want to say, people, especially those that hang out on Instagram and Facebook, be careful what you retweet. I saw couple of retweets and some reposts that caught my eye on Facebook over the weekend. I was like, people didn't take like 2 seconds to fact check this before they just put it out there. The first one, the whole Dave Chappelle signed a $2 billion deal with CBS, which when I read it automatically sounded like some BS, because if Dave Chappelle walked away from all that money before, he doesn't seem like the type that would sign a deal with CBS. And the story ended up being completely false. And then I saw somebody retweet a story about my wife and kids and how Damon Wayans was messing around with, I believe the daughter's name was Claire.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I saw a couple of people repost it. And I'm like, y'all didn't take 2 seconds to fact check this?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's like not even in his character. Like, that's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, people just say anything, man. I just know, like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, I saw both of those stories. I'm like, neither one of these, just looking at it, seems a remote possibility of being, like, legit.
Yeah, that's crazy to me, man. That's some hell of allegations, man. Especially, you know, I just got through watching the thing about the guy from Nickelodeon. I watched that on, like, the ID Network, and how he was, like, one of the main producers of a lot of those shows, and he, you know, he had those characters doing all types of crazy shit, and basically he was like a predator, and it was just crazy to me. But I don't get that from him, from him. So that's just nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I still gotta watch the Quiet on the Set.
Yeah, I wanna check that. Yeah, that's what it is. It's Quiet on the Set.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's what I watched it on. It was on Max.
Yeah, I just got MGM. It's so many streaming services. Just got MGM Plus. I'm just using it for the free trial. I wanted to see American Fiction, so.
Yeah, and I broke down and got fucking Netflix, man. And I was kind of disappointed because I'll tell you how they suckered me in, bro. So I went ahead and signed up for the $6.99 plan. I was trying to watch the Thanksgiving movie, you know, with the Thanksgiving killer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, you can't watch this movie. You have to upgrade your plan. So now I upgrade my plan, and like now my plan is like 16 something or 17 something.
Yeah, it's like the $15.49 plan or something.
Yeah, and then with tax they get, I'm like, come on, man. Like, just don't even introduce me to the fucking $6.99 plan then if you're going to fucking just do that to me. So I said, you know what, I'm going to watch it as much as possible, kind of get it out of the way, and then move on. But that's like impossible to do. I'm like, I might as well keep it because Mike Tyson now going to be fighting Jake and Logan Paul, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Boy, oh boy, them videos he released, I feel sorry for both of them boys.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's crazy how they just got it set up. So he's going to fight both of them. They're going to have, both of them are going to have on headgear. And then he's going to, of course, he's not going to have on headgear. And he's going to be fighting them, like, each round, like, differently. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. Just.
You know what Mike said, though. Everybody had a plan so they get hit in the face. So.
Yeah. That's why I said that. Now, that, I don't know what would be even worse. If he beat the shit out of both of them. Or, you know, if they happen to knock him down once or twice. But I don't think they'll knock Mike down. I think they're going to be, like, on a defensive running around the damn ring.
Yeah, shit. I would. Did you get a chance to check out the Timberlake album?
Yes. And I was going to say, out of everything that came out this weekend, I know it was a couple other little albums, but that, yeah, Justin Timberlake...
Couple little albums. I think Justin Timberland, and then Cardi released a single, which I must say is fire.
Oh yeah, but Justin Timberlake, it got me. And you know what? I didn't listen to Selfish. I would hear it on the radio, but for some reason, I thought it was Justin Bieber. And then, I don't know why I thought it was, because like when I listen to, you know, I listen to Sirius, and it seems like when I listen to it, I always hear them say Justin Bieber, Selfish, but they're saying Justin Timberlake. And I got to listen to it. I said, what the hell? I'm like, this is the song that come on the radio. I didn't know this was him. And I'm like, oh, this fire. The whole album fire to me.
Yeah. Sign me up for his tour. Sign me up. I need a Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake you know, how they do the hip-hop, sign me up for that, the history of rap. I need one of those now, too. That Justin Timberlake is the best album I heard this year.
Yeah, and I heard it's produced by Timbaland, too, so.
Yeah, so if you haven't listened, check the Justin Timberlake's album out. Definitely, definitely, definitely check it out.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I definitely think that you should check it out. Justin Timberlake put his heart. It's different from his last couple of albums that he had. He had some hits on those last couple of albums, but this reminds me of like his first two albums.
Mm-hmm. Like you got the
it's more like he got what music that I would like on there. He got like some bops on there, so
yeah check him out.
I was listening to that money like okay. He back in his bag like this. this one was straight. Wasn't expecting it. It caught me completely off guard, had me in a chokehold.
Yeah, that's what I was like, man, I need that.
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember everything I dropped this weekend. Cardi with the single. I know Cardi has kind of been the forgotten one a little bit lately because of everything that's happened with Meg and Nicki, but Cardi reminded us that she's still here.
Yeah, and in her bag. Definitely in her bag, too, man.
Oh, and speaking of female rappers, I don't know if you got a chance to catch Rhapsody. She was just recently on... Hot 97 with the freestyle, so. And her new album is dropping, I want to say May 17th, so. Yeah, I'm excited. It seems like we're about to really hit the stretch where we're going to get a bunch of really good new music in the next few months, so. I can't remember what else came out. Let's see. You got any other albums you listening to?
Some Detroit albums. So... I know he always dropping something.
Forgot you and the Detroit artists.
Yeah, I've been listening to. I listened to. I know that "Get In With Me" by Boss Man D-Lo. I listened to that one. I just got put up on a another Detroit artist, man. That I think he's pretty dope. His name's Stoop Lee. He got a song that I really like called Hoop-Dee-Doo. I think it's fucking dope as fuck, man. I've been listening to that. That's been really, I really like that Detroit artist. And he different too, man. Like, he's a different artist. You should check him out, man. Check out that song. In particular, the song is called Hoop-Dee-Doo by Stoop Lee. Stoop Lee. He's really dope, man.
Yeah.
When I first heard that song, I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, yeah. And then I also been I went back and listened to Lil Yachty album. I had a couple people say, man, go back and listen to Lil Yachty last album. It's pretty good. Yeah, I went and listened to it. I like one of the songs on there that really stood out to me. It was called Drive Me Crazy. I thought that was dope.
I don't know if we mentioned this album, but Benny the Butcher.
Yeah, Benny the Butcher also in Conway, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Benny the Butcher got some heat.
Yeah, both really good albums, but I couldn't remember if we had talked about the Butcher album, but yeah. That might be my favorite hip-hop album of the year so far. I'm trying to think. Schoolboy is up there, but I think I like the Butcher album better.
Yeah. And that's why I said Schoolboy Q, that he came out the woodworks with that one, man. And that still got me too. I like that album. But that Stoop Lee, man, got me. Like, I can't believe that artist is from Detroit, man. And he's doing big things too. He's going, like, he's really buzzing around in, like, in other places too. It's just here we so used to listen to how Detroit artists are here. And he's totally different, man. He's like got a huge buzz over in the UK. They really bumping his music. It shows that you can make a lot of money, not even in your own city, man. But you can make money worldwide just off your sound. Kind of bringing back like some good Motown vibes, man. That's a lot to say.
I'm gonna have to check him out and give y'all my honest review.
Yeah, check him out, man. Check out that song in particular I just told you, Hoopty Doo, man. And then after that, listen to the other song. It's just a EP, you know. He got like 5 songs on that particular EP, and then he got a couple other EPs.
Okay, I'm going to check the Leon brother out.
Yeah, it's called the Blue Version Tape.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna check it out. You know, I'll be skeptical of my Detroit rapper sometimes, but...
Yeah, he got some good vibes behind him.
Doobly. Okay, I got it. I'm going to check it out tomorrow.
All right.
Let you know what I think.
Give me that good, honest review.
Okay. Yeah. We shall see. So... We starting to get some artists that haven't released in a while releasing stuff. So I think that both will Justin Timberlake, Schoolboy Q, Rhapsody is finally May 17th. I can't wait. Check out her freestyle. It's actually on her Instagram page. Shoot, her verse is harder than a lot of stuff these other artists is putting out. So, and we getting a Big Sean album this year, apparently.
Yeah, you know what? I read about that too, man. And I was going to tell you, I said, damn, we getting a Big Sean album. And I heard that he's really been in the lab. And he said he got some heat for us, man. So, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and possibly another Bad Meets Evil album.
Oh, that'll be fire too. I need that. We need that.
Royce during 313 day mentioned possibly him and Eminem being back in the studio again. So, boy, we get a Bad Meets Evil album and a J. Cole album and a Big Sean album in the same year. Whew, that would be a pretty good year for hip hop.
Yeah, that'll be fire. Man, if we can get that, that'll be crazy.
Okay, is there an artist out there that you really want to drop an album in 2024 that hasn't been mentioned? I have one.
I think the hype train been going on J. Cole. I think I'm part of the hype train too. I'm just ready for it already, man. I've been listening to some of his old music, so I think I'm ready.
Yeah, it's J. Cole, I can, but I want a J-Rock album.
Oh, yeah, that would be dope, too. I can see a J-Rock album, too. I like J-Rock.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Boy Q. We got a Kendrick album not too long ago. I need a J-Rock album.
I think that'll be the next one to come out as a J-Rock album, because we got the SZA album, we got Kendrick. They dropped it the same way they always dropped it. You got the Schoolboy Q, so yeah, that one should be coming up shortly. You'll get a J-Rock.
Yeah, so, okay, you broke down and got Netflix. I broke down and got MGM Plus. What the hell have you been watching? Other than the Thanksgiving movie.
I checked out One Piece. I watched the One Piece TV series. which I thought was pretty dope. I like One Piece, the animated series. So, of course, I checked out the TV series. I thought that was cool. I watched the Dave Chappelle comedy special. I watched Ashy Larry. I watched his comedy special. What else? I didn't watch Mike Epps yet. I'm going to watch Mike Epps. I was just trying to watch all of it in a row. Who else I watched? I watched a couple other things, too, on there. Watched a couple other movies. I watched The Equalizer, The Last Equalizer. I thought that was pretty dope. I don't know. I watched a couple other movies on there, too. Oh, I watched the Tyler Perry movie. I still got a couple more movies to go.
So now that you watched the Tyler Perry movie, what do you think?
Tyler Perry in his bag, you know? I think he in his bag, man. I think he in his bag. Of course, you know, Tyler Perry movies are... I'm not going to say they all the same. I think he in his bag, man. I think the acting is... It is what it is. All Tyler Perry movies, they got, like, the half-ass acting. Some of the wigs are bad. It's like an upgraded Tubi movie to me. But I thought the movie was pretty dope, though. It's a lot of plot twists and turns. And, that, you know, I like Kelly Rowland a lot, man. I think Kelly Rowland... She's so fine, like no reason, bro.
That's been real.
Yeah, I just like just her looking on her face, and I think those sex scenes, like, they was real. Like, yeah, that sock was a condom. No, I'm just kidding.
Made you want to go buy some paint, huh?
Man, I'm about to say what, bro? To paint a whole mural. I'm out here on Freak Man tip.
Yeah, did you get a chance to check out the Ben Staples show?
Oh, I did watch that too. I watched that. I thought that was pretty funny too. It was like an eyeball comedy, man. Like,
yeah, some of the shit I did. Atlanta type vibes.
Yeah, that's what I said. It gave me Atlanta type vibes. It's pretty dope. I wish it was like more episodes, man. It's like they gave him 5 episodes. Just like,
Yeah, I know he's pushing for a second season, so hopefully that will happen. So
yeah, I thought it was funny too, man. Like, especially with him getting locked up in jail and then getting out. Like, the whole story was pretty dope too, man. I thought that shit was funny as hell. Like, a lot of parts, man. I didn't think that Vince Staples was like really I know that he was funny, but it's like he was like a serious funny. Of course, I always watched him during interviews when, you know, he was always comparing certain things. I thought that him having a standalone show, it just so that he funny. He funny. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah. Definitely. If you haven't done so, check out Ben Staples' show. And Netflix, you did it. You finally got Tommy to him. Not only did you make him upgrade from the $6 plan.
Yeah, you fucking got me, Netflix, you son of a gun.
Yeah, shoot. Yeah, I feel like after you pay for all the streaming apps, you pay the same price that you would pay for your damn cable, but.
Yeah, because, like, I was watching The Chi also, trying to catch up on The Chi. You know, I got the Paramount Plus, but I'm like, God damn, like, I'm paying for all this stuff here. I think the Paramount Plus is, like, $15.99. And then they got me for $15.99, $16. I'm like, God damn, that's $30 right there. And Peacock gets you for, like, $5.99, $4.99, whatever. And then I forgot what HBO Max gets you, and it's just all of them. I'm over it, man. Like, at this point, I am paying, like, damn near $60. Mm-hmm. Then if you throw in, like, the music, too. But I need music. I can't go without music. I need music every day. So, yeah, I just.
Yeah, I don't. The music app, I feel like it's non-negotiable.
I need that regardless.
But, yeah, like, you got MGM Plus, AMC has their app, so And now you have a sports app, a sports streaming app in the works. So that's going to be interesting.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say, man. Like, also paying for for Amazon, and you know, it's just like I said, it's just a lot more too, and it's a lot more that goes to it too. But all in all, man, like you kind of need all those too, because it feel like every single one of them has like your favorite show on there that you're missing.
Yeah, they got that one show that you have to watch, so you gotta get it. Like,
yeah, like I even voted for what was it, MGM. I even voted for the MGM Plus, man. I gotta watch shows on there. Yeah, I gotta watch From. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, it's only so many free trials, and then I'm trying not to fold and go back to which I probably wind up going back to in the first place anyway. Getting like Shudder, or I think it's AMC Plus now. That has Shudder with it. Yeah, because I like watching the Tales from the Crypt series. So, yeah, man. They stressing me out with these apps.
Yeah, but you got to do it. So,
exactly. You got to do it, man. And then, you selling yourself short.
Yeah, now you have, like, even with sports, you got the deals where they are streaming exclusively on Peacock or Apple TV Plus or Amazon. So yeah, they get you one way or another.
Right, you're right about that.
Yeah, now you got, I think it's ESPN, a Discovery app, and one more company coming together to create this sports app. So that'll be interesting to see what the price tag on that will be.
I know, and that's what I'm like, man. I just really, I hope that they figure out something with the Detroit Sports Networks, man, and Bally Sports. I know that Amazon wound up buying them, but I hope they come out with like a decent plan, because I don't want to pay fucking $20 plus tax.
Yeah, nothing. Like, I went to sign up for it, and I'm like, $19.99, no thank you.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I don't want to do that shit. Like, yeah, that's not gonna satisfy me to watch the Pistons get their ass kicked. And most of the Red Wings games aren't really on there because NHL has a contract with ESPN, so a lot of those games come on ESPN now, mm-hmm. and on ESPN Plus. So you kind of stuck.
It's a whole new app, ESPN Plus. So I don't know. Which we could all it's like you cut the cord for cable and you end up paying more. So.
Exactly. Like, yeah, they got me by the balls, though, Rodney. I think they got all of us by the balls. So, you just got to enjoy the ride until you. And I kind of play the field on it, too. So, when NFL comes back, I kind of get Sling. Well, then, when they're over with, then I get rid of Sling. And yeah, and that way I kind of watch my the beginning of the basketball season. But, like, right now, I don't too much care about the basketball season, especially with the Pistons really not making it. And the games that I want to watch now, thank God that that HBO Max or Max has the Bleacher Report thing hooked onto it also. So you can watch the TNT games and everything. You don't have to go without watching the game anymore. Mm. You can even watch an All-Star game. I watched the All-Star game through that app. So, yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, Max has definitely stepped their sports games up. But shoot, we up against it. Shoot, by the time we come back, we'll be talking about who we think will get in the Sweet 16. We'll be closer to NBA playoffs. Shoot, Major League Baseball, I think we'll be like a week away from opening day.
Damn. Yeah.
Spring is here.
Even though I couldn't tell from that snow.
Yeah.
Where the hell did that come from?
Spring practice, college football, and we'll be about a month away from the draft in the NFL. So, and shoot, yeah. Speaking of NFL draft, real quick, I just saw like all the hotel like in the central business district are booked the weekend of the draft. So, it is going to be crazy downtown the week of the draft.
Man, and for people that know and got family members here too, a lot of the hotels in the suburbs are booked too, because a lot of people are like, you know what, they want to explore more out of Michigan, and yeah, you got a lot of hotels that's just booked. So everywhere that you go is going to be traffic like crazy, because you got people from all over the country, all over the world actually coming to watch the draft, man. So a lot of free activities, a lot of businesses are going to be booming and thriving. This is definitely an economy boost.
Yeah, so NBA, NHL, take note, because we coming for the All-Star game next.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah. But we'll get out of here and we'll catch y'all on the B-side.
Peace.